made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And it's Tuesday, not Monday. In case you're wondering. Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition, post-Labor Day show. Great to be with you. Thanks for stopping by. Always appreciate your listenership. Never taken for granted. So we're off to a new week, but one day less. It's okay. We'll catch up. Hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend, holiday weekend. And did you work yesterday, Stephen? Did you give you off?
No, sir. I had a nice day off.
Oh, good. All right.
How was yours?
Good. It was good. I worked. Need a day off so I can catch up, right?
Yeah.
I know. It's all right. It's all good. And, yeah. So I even cut the grass, did all that stuff. You know, it's good. Good. I noticed, you can tell I wouldn't need anybody to tell me the end of summer is coming. If you work in your yard, you know, just by the way the plants grow, the grass grows, you know that summer's coming to an end. You can just tell. I noticed this week the grass wasn't quite as high as it was, it has been. Yep, every year. So I'm sure you have that experience as well. Nevertheless, we keep trying to grow the show, and we're moving into different markets all the time. And I will keep you apprised that there's be a couple more on the horizon. It looks like I'll let you know about that. And you can always dial into this show, not only by listening, but by calling 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. You're always welcome to call the show anytime you want. There are no open line moments. The line is always open. And Tracy Kreider is going to be along a little later in the show. And I know when you go shopping, not only just for natural products, health products, but any kind of products, there's all kind of labeling these days. A lot of information on the label. Organic. Certified. I mean, all kinds of labeling, gluten-free. It's confusing. Certified gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan. I don't know. Sometimes I look at the labels, I'm thinking, what's in the product? I can't figure out what's in the product for all the labeling that's going on. All kinds of certifications indicated on the label. Well, there's a lot of confusion that surrounds it, and people are making choices, and they're making choices believing they know what these different labeling categories mean that are put on the product. I'm not so sure people know. We're going to try to clear that up today a little bit so you can make better choices when you're shopping, not only for health food, but for any kind of food. It's become very popular, even in mass marketing, to put different kinds of certification labels of one sort or another on the product to induce, entice, persuade people to buy the product. I wonder. So you got to watch. We'll try to clear it up. And it is confusing. I even get confused. I'll have to ask somebody that's working in the store. And usually people that are working in health food stores know pretty much what those labels mean. They deal with that stuff all day long. And any particular grocery store as well, I would assume. But I know that especially in health stores, personnel are pretty dialed in, tuned in to this labeling business. We'll find out what this all means today, and maybe we can help you with that. So, Stephen, when you watch TV, do you eat?
It depends on what meal it is. Like, you know, if it's a sit-down breakfast or dinner, we turn the TV off.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, occasionally it'll be on just because of whatever circumstances. But, you know, if it's a snack or, you know, maybe a lunch or something, yeah, sit on the couch and, you know, watch the mm-hmm. game or whatever.
Well, what's interesting, Stephen, excuse me, we've known for a long time that when people are distracted, when they eat, they can be distracted any number of ways. TV watching is a big one. But people read when they eat. People are with other people, companions, you know, when they're eating. That can be a distraction. Radio on. All sorts of things.
Kids. Big distraction.
What we know is that when that happens, people tend to eat more when they're distracted. And that's why many health experts will say, don't eat and watch TV.
Sure, I guess your mind wanders. You don't even realize how much food you've been stuffing in your face for the past 30 minutes.
Exactly. Well, what's interesting is that there's a new study that's reported now, is being reported. It's published in the Journal of the American, JAMA. JAMA is a big-time medical journal. Journal of the American Medical Association. And they took an interesting little turn on this theme. And they wanted to see whether, and they say this is one of the first studies, if not the first study, to do this, looking at the kind of television that you may be viewing. Does it make a difference? Wow. So now you're going to have, this is it. This really is interesting, and I'm thinking about my own behavior. And I think that they're onto something here. The study, in brief, found that television shows that are filled with a lot of action, a lot of sound, could, in fact, not be so good for your waistline. What they found out was, in this study, they had 94 people, and I'll tell you how they grouped them here in a second. What they found, though, was that TV viewers tended to eat more M&Ms, cookies, even carrots and grapes when watching a Hollywood action film rather than those watching an interview program. Like Charlie Rose. In fact, Charlie Rose was used in the study. And Charlie Rose is great. He's a good interviewer. He's on CBS This Morning. He's on that show. He anchors that. He's one of the co-anchors. I like Charlie Rose. Very thought, bright, smart. So.
That's interesting. My gut reaction to that is just how conditioned we are with we were talking about like movies, and when mm-hmm. we go to the movies, we sit there and mm-hmm. snack on our popcorns mm-hmm. and suck down our sodas and our candies. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of conditioned in a sense to, you know, like a Pavlov dog, react that way when that type of program
is
on.
This is interesting. It's funny you mentioned this, because that whole idea of conditioning is going to come up here in another study. But we do get conditioned, and we don't realize what's going on with our behavior. Now, I can tell you that TV watching is one of now the identified suspects in the obesity epidemic that this country is dealing with. Because they say it encourages a sedentary lifestyle. Well, apparently there's another aspect here of TV viewing that gets people into trouble as well. The focus of why people gain weight watching TV has been on the medium itself and not on the message. Apparently, the kind of TV you're watching makes a difference. When we come back, I'll tell you about this study and what they did in the groups and what they found. They used the movie The Island, which I have watched a couple of times with Ian McGregor and Scarlett Johansson. It's a pretty good movie. It's not bad. Not bad. And then they used Charlie Rose as the interview show that people watched. Which one do you think people ate the most watching?
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, founder and CEO of Garden of Life. Oceans 3 was created with a simple premise in mind. Develop a line of premium omega-3 fish oil formulations that met or exceeded the market leader in quality. And then go beyond omega-3 by providing amplified benefits and value to the consumer. Oceans 3 contains ultra-pure, high-potency fish oil, along with astaxanthin and fucoxanthin. Each of these ingredients, when taken individually, have superb benefits. When they are combined into the exciting compound omega-xanthin, they work synergistically to amplify their already amazing benefits. In addition to the synergy of omega-xanthin, Oceans 3 offers unrivaled purity and greater value than the leading omega-3 fish oils available today, making the Oceans 3 family of products the best choice for anyone looking to add a healthy dose of omega-3 fats and a giant dose of extraordinary health to their lives.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Right Way Nutrition, nutrition the right way. Nutrix Hawaii, more nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Vitalogic, vitamins that make sense. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back and welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition, 877-897-8255. So on Saturday, went to see The November Man. The movie reviews on it, lukewarm at best. I found it to be better than the critics found it to be. It wasn't all that bad. Pierce Brosnan stars in it's a spy thriller. And there was a couple sitting next to me. The guy was sitting right next to me and his partner, his wife or girlfriend, whoever it was, next to him. And he was eating popcorn. And now that I think about it, given the study that I'm reporting on, he polished off that large bag pretty quick. The movie is, there's a lot of action in it. It's good. I mean, it's not bad. Really, it's not bad. This study sort of confirms what I observed this guy doing. He was watching a high impact, lots of sound, lots of action, high amplitude film. And he polished off that large bag of popcorn in no time flat. And I noticed he was going through it pretty quick. I had a large bag myself. I wasn't even halfway through and the guy was done. This study sort of suggests that's published in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, as I said, prestigious journal, that people tend to eat more when watching these kinds of films. What they did was they put people into groups to watch 20 minutes of TV and were randomly assigned to one of three different groups. An excerpt from The Island, which I've seen at least a couple of times. It's a Hollywood action film with Ian McGregor, Scarlett Johansson. Another group watching Charlie Rose doing an interview. And then an identical excerpt from The Island but had no sound. What did they find? Well, and in the room, they put M&Ms, cookies, carrots, and grapes for people to snack on. Viewers watching the more distracting program, The Island, with its high camera cuts and sound variation and all that business, high production values, lots of action, ate 98% more grams of food and 65% more calories than people who watched Charlie Rose. Imagine that. So now you should be mindful. And I'm thinking about myself and my own behavior, and I'm thinking, but you need to be paying attention to that. Like football games on Sunday. So if football is going to kick off here pretty quick. Just when you're in a group, watch to see how people eat during a football game, especially a good one where there's back and forth and there's a lot on the line. People are really invested in it. Watch how they eat and watch how much. Matter of fact, you should probably watch yourself. Me too. So what you watch can make a difference in how much you eat. Another study out of Tufts University, going to Stephen's point he made a little bit ago about conditioning. And I've been saying on this show for a long time and reporting on it that foods high in salt, sugar, and fat, these refined processed foods, are very addictive. They work on the same pathways, addiction pathways, as do drugs, smoking, and other alcohol and other kinds of things to which people get addicted. And these researchers at Tufts now believe, and they were able to show that you can retrain the brain to prefer healthier low-calorie foods over unhealthy high-calorie foods. This study was published in the journal called Nutrition and Diabetes. One of the researchers in the study, Dr. Susan Roberts, said, "We quote, we don't start out in life loving French fries and hating, for example, whole wheat pasta." She's right and she's wrong about that, by the way. I'll explain. She went on to say, this conditioning happens over time in response to eating repeatedly what is out there in the toxic food environment, end quote. She's right and wrong about we don't start out in life loving French fries and hating whole wheat pasta. She's right, and that's in one sense. In another sense, she's wrong. We are genetically, we evolve with some predisposition to like foods that are salty, taste sweet, and we love fat. We do come, this model of animal species comes with these features. So in that sense, she's wrong. It may not be French fries specifically, but French fries, that's the fat in the French fries, the salt, that gets us hooked. So she's right and wrong about it. I don't mean to be too picky here. And scientists have long hypothesized and theorized that once healthy food addiction circuits, food addiction circuits are connected and established, it's hard, and I've even said on the show, it's nearly impossible to reverse, to get people to change their behavior. It is one of the most difficult things to do. That's why we're not winning this battle on obesity. Well, apparently at Tufts University, they put these people in a six-month program, a weight loss program. I don't have all the details on what they did, but they were in fact able to retrain the brain, and they were able to demonstrate it through a brain scan imaging to show that people had changed their preferences for food. under, they were reconditioned, so to speak. This is all about, in the field of psychology, it's called learning, learning theory. Skinner and all the B.F. Skinner and all these, you know, Watson and all, you know, there's a whole tradition in where people talk about learning theory, stimulus response, and conditioning, classical conditioning. We do, Stephen is right, we do get conditioned to eat in certain ways. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Kate. I try to eat a healthy diet, but the irony of eating healthy foods, like broccoli or beans, is that even though they're healthy for us, they can still cause occasional digestive upsets. That's why I take a DigestSmart high-potency enzyme with every meal. DigestSmart is from Renew Life, the digestive care experts. It's the first digestive enzyme certified by iZyme, the International Enzyme Testing Program. Each capsule provides a full spectrum of 25 powerful plant-based raw enzymes to break down each major food group, including carbs, fats, proteins, and fiber. DigestSmart enzymes also feature targeted delivery capsules to reach your intestines, where 90% of digestion occurs. DigestSmart promotes more complete breakdown of the foods you eat and optimizes nutrient availability. Plus, it helps ease digestive upsets and supports your overall digestive health. Now that's really smart. DigestSmart is from the makers of Ultimate Flora Probiotics, and both are available in health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back and welcome to Let's Talk to... welcome back and welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition, wherever and however you may be listening. My guest today will be Tracy Kreider. She's a senior educator for Country Life Vitamins, travels around the country. I'll bring her on in one moment. 877-897-8255 is a toll-free number. You can call it anytime you want. The lines are always open. There's no designated open lines time on this show. I want to just report on one more study I thought would get your interest. Researchers have been looking at this business of drinking wine and whether or not wine confers some sort of cardioprotective effect. They've been looking at this since at least the 80s or 90s, if my memory serves me. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that wine will do that. There are some studies now that keep popping up that's saying, well, maybe not so much. This study was from the European Society of Cardiology, and they wanted to compare red wine and white wine, and they wanted to see if red wine did better than white wine. Turns out, long story short, that they found no difference between HDL cholesterol levels at the beginning of the study compared to 1 year in either the red or white wine groups. One of the measures that they look at is whether or not your HDL will go up, which is a good thing. When you drink wine, that's a classic measure, an outcome measure that they look at. LDL cholesterol in both groups was lower at the end of 1 year, with total cholesterol lower only in the red wine group, which is interesting. But there was an interesting twist to the findings. What they found was that a subgroup of people in the study who exercised, who took exercise at least twice a week and drank wine, that group of people, their HDL cholesterol increased and the LDL and total cholesterol decreased in both with red and white wine. So there might be some sort of synergistic connection between the drinking of wine, whether red or white, and whether or not you exercise. Ah, that's an interesting twist. So when you're jogging, put some wine in your... right, Stephen? I wouldn't recommend that.
Might dehydrate you just a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And you might fall down and, you know, get hurt. I'm joking, right? But this was an interesting twist. I thought you'd like to know that. My guest is Tracy Kreider. She is a senior educator, national educator for Country Life Vitamins. So do you drink wine and run at the same time, Ms. Kreider?
No, I do not. I don't drink wine, and I don't think that drinking wine and running, you know, I don't know.
That's not a good idea, is it?
I know people are really trying to make all excuses now for drinking wine, you know, because of course it's good for you. So now they're like, oh, well, I should drink wine because, you know, it's good for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the findings are mixed. I mean, there are a lot of studies to say that wine will confer a cardiovascular benefit. But I've reported on them, some studies that say, well, not so fast, Mr. Grape Drinker. So, yeah.
Yeah, so as I always say, if you weren't a wine drinker before, don't become one now.
Don't start, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not – ditch the grape juice, too, in large quantities. Too much sugar.
Absolutely. And that's really true for any of the juices out there. We commonly think that juice is a great alternative or healthy. But when you look at the concentration of sugars in a real small amount, can be really, as we may have seen, I don't know if you saw the news this morning, and obviously it's been out a little bit on different mass media newspapers about what's better, low carbohydrate/sugar diet or low fat diet. And of course, I think we both know the answer to that one.
A low sugar carbohydrate diet would be better, I think.
Right, absolutely. And as we've now come, you know, full circle, back in the day, of course, it was low fat. And of course, you know, we know what we did with the foods back then. Low fat meant tons more sugars and carbs. So it's pretty interesting. Obviously, I think sometimes we take for granted some of the information that we get, but nice to see that they're really putting it out there in terms of, you know, excess sugar in some of the drinks, like you just mentioned, you know, juices, grape juice, things like that, things that we commonly think are healthy for us, and what commonly we see given to babies, you know, juice. So diluting juices and different things like that. So it's a very interesting piece.
You're listening to Tracy Kreider. She's a senior national product educator for Country Life Vitamins. I was telling the listener before you came on and I opened the show today about I walk into health stores now and even traditional grocery stores. There's so much information on a label these days. I mean, by the way, bring your glasses. If you need glasses to read, if you think you're going to read some of these labels without your glasses, if you need, forget about it. But that aside, there's a lot of information on labels these days, and what does it all mean? USDA organic, gluten-free, vegan, kosher. I mean, the list is endless. Non-GMO. I don't know. I mean, there's so many. So many labels. The question is, what do they mean? And is this labeling, are these different certifications important? Do they make a difference? So I thought you wanted to talk about that today. Country Life has gone out of its way to get some very envied certifications. And they wanted the consumer to know, and they are putting these, certification information on their products, which I think is a good thing. The question is, inferred from your email to me was you wanted to talk about that, and I think it's important that we educate the consumer about this. I know that Country Life has this, I don't know if it's a campaign or part of its effort here, but their pledge of integrity. What is that pledge of integrity business about?
Well, in terms of how Country Life wanted to go forth in a different way, meaning we know there's a lot of products out there and there's certainly a lot of confusion. And as you said, you know, the label can be ever daunting. I think sometimes it even looks like a race car. you know, the NASCAR that has so many different labels on it, and you're trying to decide what exactly is that?
Who's the driver of that bottle?
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because someone told me, of course, you know, this was a younger person had said, well, it's kind of like someone who has a whole arm full of tattoos. You lose the beauty of it because you don't really see anything. You just see something.
We'll be right back.
As a family-owned company since 1968, Now Foods has spent the last 46 years building a legacy in the natural health industry as a trusted leader. Now provides a comprehensive approach to wellness by offering more than 1,400 high-quality health foods, supplements, sports nutrition, and personal care products at an affordable price. Now believes that natural is better. They don't use artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, and they offer many vegetarian, organic, and gluten-free products. Their foods are all non-GMO. Since their beginning, Now has grown to become an award-winning leader in the natural health industry. But one thing has never changed: their commitment to providing the highest quality products at the best value to empower people to lead healthier lives. High quality doesn't have to mean high price. From essential oils to amino acids, multivitamins to natural sweeteners, Now has you covered. To find a store near you that carries Now products, or for more information, visit nowfoods.com. That's nowfoods.com. Still looking for your fountain of youth? It's Zennia. Look no further than the beauty aisle of your favorite health and nutrition store. Zennia is the newest product from Form Essentials, the brand that brought you Solace. So you know it's filled with the highest quality ingredients. Many cosmetic products only treat topically, while Zennia addresses aging and hair loss from within. Formulated to support the growth of radiant hair, skin, and nails, Zennia is sure to help you turn back the hands of time and assist you in aging gracefully. Zennia provides a spectrum of key vitamins and other evidence-based natural ingredients such as alpha lipoic acid, biotin, collagen, and elastin peptides, all combined in one capsule for your convenience. By promoting beauty from the inside out, you are strengthening your cells and creating a lasting enhancement to your natural beauty. Zennia fits into your daily routine and can be taken to boost your current cosmetic products. Available now at leading health and nutrition stores. Ask for Zennia by name. Start taking Zennia hair, skin, and nails today and get ready to look amazing.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell,
breast cell,
prostate cell,
intestinal cell,
lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbamazepine, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Now Foods. Our products work. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Well, it would be an understatement to say that we live in an information age. My God. There's more information around than we have sense. And it can get confusing. And the problem is that some of this information is really important, especially when it comes to labeling of products. There is quote-unquote stuff put on a label that could influence your decision whether to buy the product or not buy it. Country Life Vitamins has gone out of its way, believe me, I know the backstory on this, has gone out of its way to get some very envied and important certifications to so that the consumer knows that the products are of high quality. in different ways. Tracy Kreider is my guest. She's a senior national product educator for Country Life Vitamins, one of my favorite supplement companies. I have a lot of confidence in them. They're a great company. They do wonderfully. In my opinion, they're the top. They got to be in the top three, top five supplement companies in the United States, if not the world, in terms of quality and what they do. They're fabulous. And when you look at their products, and they've got new labels, you'll see a lot of information on there. Question is, what do these things mean? And you should be able to read and interpret and decode these labels. Tracy, welcome back. So you were explaining what this pledge of integrity principle that Country Life now embraced, not has always embraced, but has really been part of their marketing now. What does the pledge of integrity, how does that interface or connect with certifications that they're looking for?
Well, the focus in creating, obviously, it's something that's well received when we go out and purchase something. The idea is we want to know that it's of quality. I don't think any of us go out and say, boy, I'm going to go out and buy a piece of junk today. We want something that's going to depict quality in the product that we're purchasing. And Country Life, being a manufacturer, has the ability to be very choosy in the raw materials that it purchases to create the products. It has the ability to really put forth great effort in the creation and formulation of the products. And so the Pledge of Integrity talks about some of those things in regards to manufacturing, as far as cleanliness and consistency and accuracy, but also about the brand itself being authentic. So authenticity, being fresh, and of course, you know, in terms of it being a manufacturer, we know that we want it to be clean. So those are kind of the foundational meanings behind who we are as a brand and what we're creating.
Product purity, product quality, product integrity is what you're getting at, because I heard you give one presentation where you talked about that. But there's a difference between certification and labeling, right?
Absolutely.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Well, when you have something that's certified, it's someone else coming in. It's a third-party certification that is basically reviewing your process. They're reviewing your product. So because we're one of the few manufacturers in the facility still making our own product and also selling it, we have third-party verifiers that are not just watching what we're doing, but also watching our supply chain and who we're getting products from to make sure that things that are coming into our facility are being handled in the proper way, or if they are certified to uphold a certain guideline. For example, one of the things that Country Life is most known for is being certified gluten-free. Now, certainly we see a lot of things in the industry and even on food that will say gluten-free.
Yeah, that label is everywhere. Notice I said label, gluten-free. I mean, I'm surprised they don't put it on toilet paper, but go ahead.
Oh, my goodness, I know. There's things that don't even apply that wouldn't even, you're right, toilet paper is a great example, perfect. So that label claim is saying this product is gluten-free, when in fact it probably doesn't even have anything to do or have anything that would even normally contain something that would be filled with gluten, okay? Such as making a claim that product is free of gluten. Now, according to the FDA, gluten-free just means that the product is manufactured with something that does not contain gluten material up to 20 parts per million. So there's an allowable asset of how much gluten can be contained in a product, much like maybe people see fat-free. Of course, that doesn't always mean absolute zero. It means less than 0.5, I believe is the number for fat-free on a food label. So for gluten-free, they deem that as long as there's 20 parts per million or less of gluten, you're good to go, and it doesn't matter where it's manufactured. It could be manufactured on the same machinery that is manufacturing a gluten type of product, other breads or other...
Really?
supplements and things like that.
Wow. So they don't segregate necessarily the manufacturing of different products, gluten from non-gluten. They may be manufacturing other products that contain gluten on the same machines, right?
Correct. So what happens then, you can only assume that cross-contamination can occur. And gluten, remember, that's the glue that kind of holds different grain breads together. So
it's a protein, right.
Commonly we'll see that in different foods. And so when you think about certified gluten-free,
so now there's
about something different.
That there's a difference for the listener. There's the label,
right.
Gluten-free, and then you'll see on a bottle like Country Life, certified gluten-free. Those mean something different. Explain.
So the certified gluten-free, number one, means it must come from a dedicated gluten-free facility. Now, that doesn't just mean that, you know, that product is not run with any machines that have ever touched gluten. It means in our facility, nothing can ever be brought into it and manufactured. So across the 262 products that Country Life produces, nothing has ever been cross-contaminated in any way, not only in our facility, but in our supply chain as well.
Wow.
There's a second part to this. Remember, the FDA said 20 parts per million or less. Sadly, someone who has celiac disease or has an intolerance to gluten, they can respond to that. So a certification by the GFCO, that's the Gluten-Free Certification Organization, they deem it must be 10 parts per million or less and come from that dedicated gluten-free facility.
All right. So if nothing else, you learned something already. There's a difference between labeling and certification. A label, like gluten-free, means one thing, as Tracy just explained. Certified gluten-free, that kind of indication on a bottle means something totally different and very important. There are other examples of this. This is very informative, very helpful. We'll be back. We'll talk more with Tracy Kreider.
Looking for a place where you can order all of your vitamins and supplements at a price you can afford? Look no further than VDCUSA.com. VDCUSA.com was founded on the idea of providing customers with the highest quality products at the best online prices and has been a trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry for over 15 years. VDCUSA.com takes pride in giving customers the best selection of vitamins, sports nutrition, anti-aging, and supplements at the best value. VDCUSA.com offers all your favorite national brands like Flex, Vitalogic, Prevagen, Nature and Healthy Trinity, Garden of Life, Nordic Naturals, Jaro, and hundreds more. When you shop at VDCUSA.com, you're rewarded with more than just great service. You will also receive additional monthly discounts and free standard shipping across the continental United States. When shopping at VDCUSA.com, not only are you guaranteed high-quality products and great customer service, but the convenience of shopping from the comfort of your own home with the security of shopping with an award-winning business. Visit VDCUSA.com. For the best products at the best prices today.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it is needed and out of the arteries where it is not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone helpful alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care is the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. Isn't it time you take bone health into your own hands? Bone Strength Take Care can be found in all fine health stores. For more information about New Chapter or Bone Strength Take Care, visit newchapter.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, prevent, or treat any disease.